A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. There are many lessons to be learned from this familiar account in Matthew's Gospel. It's hard to believe that Jesus could sleep through the rain, the wind, probably thunder and lightning, with the boat being tossed about and water collecting in the boat. He must have been very tired. But when the apostles panic and wake him up, he gets up. He chides them for their lack of faith, and then he stops the storm. When Mark tells us about this event, he tells us that Jesus addresses the wind and the sea with the words, "Quiet, be still." Maybe he wasn't just talking to the wind and the sea. Maybe he wanted his friends to have more trust in him and be quiet and still too. I wonder if Jesus went back to sleep. But think about how quick Jesus was to wake up and respond to his friends to take care of things. This event brings to mind a time when the apostles were asleep and Jesus needed them. Remember when he was in the Garden of Olives and felt so alone, knowing he would be persecuted, knowing he would be tortured and probably die. He asked Peter, James, and John to accompany him as he prayed, but they fell asleep. Jesus tried several times to wake them, and they still slept. They were not there for him the way he was for them during the storm. I wonder what message this holds for me. I call upon Jesus an awful lot. I call upon him to help me with big storms in my life and with little storms. I call on him to rescue me from all kinds of fears and what I would call misfortunes. And Jesus is always awake for me. Either he delivers me from the storm or gives me whatever it takes to get through it. But then I have to ask myself, how do I respond when Jesus needs me? Do I wake up to his cry for help when I hear about people who are hungry or homeless? When I meet someone who is having a bad day and just needs someone to listen to them? When I watch the news and become aware of so many people in need? I have to ask myself, is Jesus trying to wake me up the way he tried to wake up his apostles in the garden? Is he asking me to help him by helping them, by helping others? I may not be able to do much, but I can be aware of others in need and contribute what I can. I can be attentive to their pain and offer some words of encouragement. I can pray for them, believing that even though I cannot take the pain away, I am at least awake and keeping them company by holding them in my heart. Peter, James, and John must have regretted their failure to stay awake and keep Jesus company when he needed their presence so much, not expecting them to take the challenge away, but to be there with him while he prepared for his suffering and death. What is my response when Jesus tries to wake me up?